Now, there's a group called Affordable Sport for Greater Wellington, which proves, apart from anything, there is clearly a group set up for literally everything, and a weird name is no barrier to existence. They have concerns over the council's charging for facilities, and their complaint appears to be the more expensive you make sport, the less sport people will do, which seems to make perfect sense. Well, the deal in Wellington is the council charges 15% of the cost of providing sports fields, the ratepayer picks up the rest, which on the surface seems to me perfectly fair, if not a little in favour of the sports themselves. Not that Affordable Sports for Greater Wellington sees it that way. We also know from Sport New Zealand that weekly sport participation is down 7%. So I suppose if you tie those two things together, you can see the issue. But my suspicion is we're missing a couple of key ingredients here. And in looking to get the council to foot more of the bill and therefore make sport cheaper, we've fallen into that age-old trap of looking for someone else to fix our problem. From my experience, and given I have five kids, believe me, I have a lot of it, cost isn't necessarily the barrier to organised sport. Life is. When I played soccer as a kid, for Rangers in Christchurch, or rugby for Shirley, or league for Linwood, or tennis for Edgware, I walked. Walked to practice, mainly walked to the games with about half the season for the soccer. You use a parental carpool, that sort of thing. But they were simpler times. They were times when we lived closer to the things we used. We don't do that anymore, not in the cities anyway. School finished at 3, you played a bit of sport, you went home. These days, the kilometres required to participate in sport are inhibitive. The distance to clubs and fields is vast. The pressure from other aspects of our lives, rightly or wrongly, have overtaken us. The ability to move in cities efficiently is gone. We've made the gathering of groups to kick a ball too hard. Hence, we don't bother. I doubt sport per se is down. I mean, just organised sport. Being able to go to the local tennis court or the squash club or the park is still real. But the time and energy for parents and coaches, often the same thing, is a bridge too far. School demands more, especially at the higher NCEA levels. At a certain age, you realise you're not going to the Olympics, so you move on to other things. There's a lot at play here. I've seen it over the past 15 years at our house. Affordable Sports for Greater Wellington might just be looking at the wrong person to blame.